Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Beyond the Beauty is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Bobby Brown.
I don't even remember exactly how I connected to Deepika, but I saw her probably on Instagram. I'm not a regular YouTube viewer. And I just saw this beautiful young woman do this most bizarre thing with a red lipstick, getting rid of these dark circles. You know, as a makeup artist, I'm always open to new things. But what I really love about Deepika is her hard work, her complete perseverance, having a totally different idea of what a brand should be. And she is solving problems and creating a new category. In case you don't remember, she had a video in 2015 where she took a red lipstick and used it as a concealer and a corrector, and it went viral, and from there, her whole life changed. She now has tens of millions of views on videos of everything from makeup tutorials to having fun with her Indian parents. She has gone from a beauty influencer to a beauty entrepreneur for women of all skin tones. Here's my conversation with Deepika. Hey, Deepika, how are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, tell me how to pronounce your last name.
Muthiala.
Muthiala.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, okay. One and done. I'm going to call you Deepika from ever.
The fact that you even said Deepika, I appreciate you.
What do people say?
Deepika. I mean, all the things.
Yeah, so I was trying to remember the first time we connected.
I remember it very well because I was geeking out. You messaged my brand, Live Tinted, asking to send product for something you were doing
for
in
the
India.
Indian makeup.
Yes.
Show.
I mean, everyone on the team was like screenshotting and sending it to each other, and we were like freaking out. And then realized we didn't have products out yet, but I was so excited that you thought we did that I was like, you guys, we have to send her our color correctors because they are coming to market. And if Bobby Brown tries them, the OG of color correctors, that's huge. And then I messaged you directly and I was like, I'm going to be in New York for my launch week. I'd love to meet with you. And on my launch day, I came to Jersey and met with you.
And we did a Facebook Live. Yes.
We did a Facebook Live. And I asked you if anyone's ever asked you to be an advisor for a company. And you said, no, no one's ever asked you. And I thought that was crazy. So I asked you. And here we are. And you've been so supportive and great.
And here I am. And I am an investor in the company.
Yeah.
The first company I've ever invested in.
That's actually insane and amazing to
me. And honestly, for me, I mean, I'm not an investor, so no founders
You're
gonna
out start
there.
Getting emails.
Because I have a couple people I'm really close to that I help.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not even what the product is at the moment. It's the person. And that's how I choose, you know, who I align myself with. Because when I met you, when I started seeing you, you're very genuine.
Thank you.
You are. You're very genuine.
It's too exhausting to not be that. I don't know how people on social media in this world today, like, I feel like if I did that, it would feel like I'm not an actress, basically, is what I realized.
You could be.
It's too hard. I don't know. I grew up in Texas from a family that they would have slapped me if that's the person I was.
And you grew up where in Texas?
Houston.
Houston. You were born in Texas.
I was born in Chicago, but at 1 year old, I moved.
No wonder.
Here.
I'm a Chicago girl.
Oh, really?
That's why.
Okay.
And when did you come to L.A. or New York?
So
tell
New
me
York.
Your story.
So I graduated college, and my dream was to go and work in the beauty industry since day one. Like, I was 16 growing up in Texas, and I was like, I want to be that person who creates a brand for people who look like me. And I think that feeling made me really change so much about myself. I dyed my hair blonde. I got blue contacts. I did all the things. I have to see those pictures. Oh, yeah. It's terrifying. And I got my eyebrows really thin. I did all the things that were not, I mean, the antithesis of what your brand stands for. But at that time, you know, we only did drugstore makeup. So that's all I knew. And so I went to college with the mindset of I'm going to go work at the world's biggest beauty brand, go to HBS, Harvard Business School, make my parents very proud, and then start my own brand. And then I interned at L'Oreal, which was a dream come true.
How did you even get that?
I worked my butt off. And in college, I went to the University of Texas, and they had a case competition where you basically served as a brand manager for L'Oreal. They gave you a point person. You presented in front of the CEO of L'Oreal. And if you won that case competition, you got an internship. And I won that case competition for my school. It was such a great experience. It made me realize I love the marketing side of the beauty industry. And then I got the internship. But I didn't get the full-time offer after college.
Bet they're sorry now.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a very full circle story, I hope, in one day in my life. But that moment, I was like broken and shattered because I had a plan. Like, to me, the plan was that I was going to do one thing that would lead to another and then another. And I'm a planner. Mm. But it all ended up working out because I ended up getting a job at Birchbox and at the height of it. And I got to learn about how to be an entrepreneur. It was like learning from two female founders. And because they went to HBS, my parents were like, my daughter will go to HBS. Perfect. And so that was an incredible experience. And while I was there, so I was working in New York City, my dream of dreams. I wanted to be an Indian Carrie Bradshaw. And I lived in Perry Street. And I was like, oh my God, I'm literally Carrie. It was great. But then I quit my job. Because I had a video go viral on YouTube. Basically, I was like seeing this whole world of influencers. I'm so curious to hear what you were thinking when you saw the world of influencers happen. But to me, I was like, what is even happening? Like, billboards and magazines were turning into YouTube videos and Instagram posts. And it was just very confusing, but also intriguing and made me recognize that there was a hole for somebody who looked like me to be doing that. I didn't see a South Asian person. So I saw the beauty industry, India, and YouTube, and there wasn't somebody connecting all of those together. So I picked up my iPhone, January 2015, and filmed a video using red lipstick under my eyes to mask dark circles. And it went bananas on the internet.
It went viral. And what does it mean when it goes viral?
It has 10 million views on it.
10 million immediately?
It had 4 million immediately.
4 million, that's,
and right now it has right under 11 million.
Wow.
Yeah, it was surreal. I didn't even have paid ads activated on my YouTube. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just doing it for like fun. And then I quit my job. After I got a call from the Today Show to come on air to do the segment, I just kind of felt like this was the sign I was looking for.
And what was the segment?
I used the red lipstick under my eyes. I showed how to do it on live television, and it was scary. My sister was my guinea pig model, and my dad was backstage sitting next to Kid Rock, and he was like, what is happening? Where is my life right now? It was just crazy. But I just remember everyone telling me that you go on TV, and it's a cool 15 minutes of fame in your life, quote-unquote, and that's that. And I was so determined to show people that that wasn't what's going to happen.
No, it's a snowball.
If you let it be a snowball.
Right.
And I did, and I went for it, and I just remember that Eminem song, you know, you get one shot, one opportunity. I was like thinking it and listening to it in my head. And
that's one of my faves.
Oh my God. It just fueled me up. And I felt like I was doing exactly what I was meant to do. And one of the producers came up to me afterwards and told me to come be a regular on a monthly basis.
Oh, cool. So have you done that?
Yeah, it was great. And so, but that was in 2015. And so I was doing a different segment.
Well, they're not going to be happy when they see you on Good Morning America.
Well, now I live in LA, so things have slowed down. And now I have my own brand, so also it's different.
Yeah.
But it was great. I mean, for me at that time, being a YouTuber didn't feel like a job.
But you also have the energy. You have the positive energy. You have the strength. And it doesn't hurt that you're beautiful. You're like beauty queenie, kind of.
I mean, I'll take all of those things. But I mean, I feel like YouTube was hard for me because I don't know how to sit in front of a computer and talk to a screen. But I loved the energy of a live studio audience and I loved live television. But YouTube and scripting things, it just wasn't natural for me. Mm-hmm. And so that was tough. Like going from working at a company with my best friends, I was dating someone at the time and I lived with somebody to all of those things not happening. And I was just very alone and working for myself and all the time alone. And for somebody who's an extrovert, that's really, really tough. You had to just stay self-motivated. And so for 3 years, I did the beauty influencer thing. I just grew my social media following and, you know, hustling one check after another. I remember I got a call and people were like, oh, what's your day rate? And I just threw out a number and they were like, okay, great. And I was like, oh, I could have like 3x that. And that's how I learned. I had no clue. I was my manager, agent, lawyer, assistant, editor, producer. You do all of it in the beginning. I'm sure with your brand, you had to wear all the hats in the beginning too. It's just like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So after 3 years of doing that, I kind of just was like being approached by other people to start a brand and be like the face of their brand. And I just had this moment of like, thinking about the 16-year-old girl in Texas and thinking, Deepika, like, are you going to take the easy way out or are you going to go for your dream? The same thing in every part of my life that I've always thought of. And so I had to go for it. But the difference was that girl at 16 wanted to build a brand for people who look like her. But after being in the beauty industry on the corporate side as an influencer, now building my own brand, I wanted it to stand for something so much bigger because I had seen that there were so many holes in the market space for people not just like me, but what we say is for every shade in between, Live Tinted.
Well, I also think Live Tinted is such an amazing name. I think that's what first attracted me. I'm like, yeah, of course, that makes sense. And Hustick, I think, is also such a cool name.
Oh, that's great to hear.
No, it is. It's such a cool name. So tell me about the Husticks, how that came about.
Yeah, so I mean, when the video went viral, using a red lipstick under my eyes, there's thousands of questions on that YouTube video. It was like a focus group. And I didn't know if 3 years later, people still were craving color correctors in the form of like a simplified version of it, a beauty hack version 3 years later. And so I just asked our community. We started Live Tinted as a community platform where we were storytelling people's conversations you weren't really hearing in the beauty industry, like facial hair, hyperpigmentation, avoiding the sun your whole life, like colorism, things that were really deep, identity and
colorism,
culture.
Colorism, I never heard that.
Yeah, it's people being stereotyped based on the color of their skin and the idea that lighter is beautiful. And so those are the kind of things that we were trying to break down. And so that's how we started. And then I just asked the community, what is your number one beauty concern? Where is the hole? Why don't people are so busy doing all this research and spending all this money? But I just simply asked. They said hyperpigmentation. So 3 years later, I was being told by my community that hyperpigmentation was still their number one beauty concern. So we created the Hustick, which is a multi-stick that you can use on your eyes, cheeks, and lips for just a beautiful shade of color, or use it for color correcting your dark circles.
And if you're using it for color correcting, so you use the red, clearly.
I do, yeah.
It's not a concealer. You can't just put it on and go to the gym or you got
exactly.
Like some weird red stuff under your eyes.
I mean, here's the thing. It's like when you're a new brand starting out, like I didn't have all the capital in the world to come out with a million shades.
Right.
So like a foundation or a concealer is something that when we come out with, I want to do it really right. And it's going to take a lot of time to get it right. In the meantime, to me, a color corrector is a very intimidating product on its own. That's why my red lipstick video did so well. It was a beauty hack. So the idea of creating a really just beautiful multi-stick that people can throw in their bag, and by the way, it can help with color correcting, to me made a lot of sense to make it more simplified for the everyday girl, which is what I am. I'm totally not a pro MUA like yourself. And so I think I wanted to just make beauty simplified in a world of Instagram that was so freaking intimidating. It's exhausting, you know? So that's my whole goal with this brand is like, yes, we stand for diversity and inclusion. I want us to stand for so much more than just a physical product. To me, being purpose-driven is what excites me every single day. Like the messages I get from girls who are like, you make me feel beautiful in my skin tone. In my whole life, I avoided the sun. Like that to me is what we are doing that's important.
It's empowering.
Yeah.
It's empowering women to be who they are, to really appreciate the color of their skin.
Yes.
I mean, I once did makeup for Whitney Houston.
And oh my God.
She did not want a foundation that matched her skin.
Mm.
And I had the hardest time trying to do something that was the wrong color. And it was pretty tough, you know, back then finding colors that actually matched girls' skin.
Totally.
It was really hard.
Okay, I know this podcast is about me, but I have a question for you.
Yeah.
At that time, like, what made you so aware that it was important as a white Jewish woman, the importance of diversity and inclusion? It fascinates me.
Well, it's funny. I'll never forget because I used to do Oprah all the time. And Oprah would say, how does a white Jewish girl know how to do makeup for us?
No, but really.
No, well, really, because I was a makeup artist, yeah, and I am completely visual human being. Mm-hmm. And so I would know that what the makeup that I was putting on did not look good. I would look under the photographer's lights. I would look at the film the next day, and I'd be like, this doesn't make any sense. It doesn't match. Like, how could I have a girl that there's no foundations? I remember I went to Bergdorf Goodman and bought every single shade of Chanel, every shade, wow, of the most expensive. I'm like, if it's the most expensive, it's got to work. Mm-hmm. And it didn't.
Yeah.
Because it just didn't match. And I'm like, okay. So I went to a theatrical makeup store and I'm like, I need yellow. I need orange. I need red. I need these tones. I need blue that I'm going to fix the bad foundations. And I started to figure it out. And you never knew what color model was going to show up for an editorial job.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that's how I figured it out.
And that, to me, was why having you be a part of this brand was so important to me, because people always talk about diversity and inclusion, and I feel like it's become such a buzzword.
It's a buzzword,
it's such a buzzword, but you did it before it was a buzzword, and it was just a core part of who you were.
Right. I seem to have done a lot of things that now are very trendy. Yeah. Like, you know, authenticity is a trend. I'm like, hello.
You mean being yourself?
Right. Being nice is a trend. Hello.
Yeah, I know.
Making people look pretty, a trend. I don't even know what the trend is now. Like, what is the trend in makeup?
Being authentic is the trend right now. But I think the trend in the beauty world is skincare first right now.
Mm-hmm.
People care about that more than the makeup. They're like, the canvas matters before anything else.
Right. And also what you put in your body.
That too. Yeah. By the way, your gummies, I take it like every single day. They taste so good. That's kind of a problem because I want to take so many.
Yeah.
Is that bad for me?
No, but you don't need the whole bottle.
All right.
You know, you don't want to walk around with a mustache.
And your deep load is amazing.
Yeah, the deep load. I could use one of those. Mm. Not when I'm running around the city.
Totally.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So you look amazing.
Oh,
you
thanks.
Have recently lost, you told me, about 15 pounds.
Yeah. So
What have you done?
When I launched this brand, I just wasn't thinking about me. I mean, you know how it goes. I was so in my day-to-day of just hiring people, fundraising, building products, trying to figure out this whole industry. And I just didn't even realize I gained all this weight, but I mean, people were pointing it out online.
Were they really?
Oh yeah. I mean, that happens, but it is what it is. I also didn't care. It was kind of a really relief in my brain that I went from being an influencer where my literally in my income was based on my photos that I was posting. And to go from that to building a brand where it was about my intellect and my brain, it was a really good feeling for a girl who like did the crash diet, starved myself, did like, you know, everything under the sun to lose weight, to now at this age finally be like, my worth is more than what I look like or what I am on a scale. And so I actually wasn't hard on myself for the first time ever about it. But starting this at the end of last year, my New Year's Eve, instead of going to a club or something like that, for the first time in like a decade, I went to like a wellness retreat in Austin, Texas. It was called Miraval. And I just like put my phone away, had a detox of every kind, and just woke up on January 1st and said that this was the year I was going to prioritize myself. And prioritizing myself doesn't mean I'm not prioritizing my company. It just means that for my company to scale and get to the size that I want it to, some changes have to be made.
So what are some of the lifestyle changes that you made?
I'm a vegetarian now.
Okay.
Yeah, it was more just like, I feel like lighter when I wake up in the morning. That part's been amazing. I do green juice every morning. I know people make fun of that, but I just was like, I don't know. It's just little habits. Meditation has really helped. Oh, my God.
And like, how long do you meditate?
5 to 10 minutes.
And when do you do it? Where do you do it? And do you listen to an app?
Yeah, I do Headspace. Right when I wake up in the morning, I'm taking 5 minutes to breathe.
Yeah, I am not a good breather. I never have been. And I've had like a life of neck pain because of it, because I guess I hold my breath and I'm working with my physical therapist, who happens to be my son's girlfriend, Pyle.
Oh, my God.
And
yes,
she has taught me how to breathe, and it's like it's starting to come out of my neck.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so meditation is on my list.
It's just, you can't be hard on yourself. I think it's just little things. I also journal, but when I say journal, I like, at the end of the day, I write down 3 things I did that day that I'm proud of. Some are professional, some are personal, and it just calms my anxiety. I have like really severe anxiety. It's really bad. Like,
everybody does.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
I know, and that's the thing is I just think it needs to be normalized.
Right.
I think especially in like people of color, we don't talk about it. It's like a fake problem. It's like, get over it. And I want to change that.
Well, I have to say, nobody used the word anxious when I was your age. And yes, we were nervous about things. I always had someone that I can go to talk about it. You know, my Aunt Alice, my husband, things that were bothering me. And my husband was really so amazing. He still is so amazing for me. Because if I talk to him about something that at 10:01 at night, he's like, no.
I love him.
Or 7 o'clock in the morning. No. And I'm like, I'm so busy. Like, all right, we can't talk about it at 10. We can't talk about it at 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
When could we talk about it? Like, he wants to talk about it between 10 a.m. in the morning and 7 o'clock at night. Like, that's hard.
How did you find him?
I got really lucky.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I got really lucky.
He's got some moves, too. I saw your TikTok. It was so good. I was like, look at you.
Oh, my God. No, that was my one and done on TikTok.
One?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. You have to teach me a lot about this.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to do it. People would die to see you on there. Oh, my gosh. I love that you just go and DM people and make an effort. And you're just, you know, when you think about everything you've accomplished, you could just kind of just stop.
Well, I'm starting over, which is really cool. And I've got, you know, a bunch of other projects I'm working on.
I'm excited.
And, you know, I just like, what am I going to do? Like, what was I going to do when I left Bobbi Brown Cosmetics? Play golf? Play tennis?
A lot of people would.
No.
But I think it's incredible that you're not.
But, you know, that's why I'm so interested in working with founders and especially empowering women and teaching them because, you know, I don't know, how old are you?
30.
You're 30. I mean, I didn't meet my husband until I was 30 and a half.
Oh, well, okay.
Had my first child.
I have a few months.
Yeah, had my first child at 32 and launched my company at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I promised my parents I would start dating this year.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure you're going to find somebody. I am not worried about it. And, you know,
I think it's all about just actually making an effort. And I'm not going to sit here and say, like, I don't need no man. It would be nice to go on this journey, like, with somebody else.
Oh, it's so awesome to have a partner. I mean,
the right partner.
Well, of course. Gee. And it's not easy. Yeah. You think what you're doing now is easy? No.
Gets harder.
Like, I mean, what you're doing now is hard. It does. It gets hard. Life is always hard.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I think that's the thing. And also, you know, as the OG here of, you know, the business world, it's like Slow down. What is the
You
rush?
Said that to me. So, you know, that
Calm
was...
Calm down. You're doing amazing. Be so proud.
You told me that advice on my launch day, and it's really stuck with me. I did an interview for, like, Refiner yesterday, and they asked me, like, what's the end goal for Live Tinted? And what's the dream for Live Tinted? And I was like, I'm living the dream. I get messages. We just launched Free, the shade I'm wearing right now. It's like a berry color, and... The comments we're getting from women saying, like, I can't wait to wear this bright, bold, vibrant color on my skin tone.
And it's like boysenberry. That's how bright it is.
Yeah, exactly. I think, like, why am I rushing for the next dream and goal? Like, I'm doing it.
You're doing something with Gloria Steinem and Diane von Furstenberg. I mean, it's like, come on.
Well, it's surreal. And so, and Mindy Kaling posted me on her page the other day, and it was just like, these things are happening, and it's all like, that's why I do the journal.
Right.
The journal
so
really
you remember
helps
it.
You. Yeah, and I remember it, and also it calms me down to be like, things are going incredible.
They are.
I honestly put a lot of this towards the unicorn mentality and the billion-dollar exits and all the things you see in headlines, that's the definition of success. Like, you see that in the press, and it really messed me up when I started this brand, because when I went to investors, they were like, how are you going to be a unicorn when Fenty already exists?
One has nothing to do with the other.
And you know what my response literally was to them? I was like, did you ever ask Bobby Brown how her and Laura Mercier existed?
Yes. And, you know, people would say to me, the world does not need another cosmetics brand.
Oh,
that's what people said to me. And I'm like, okay.
They said that to you then?
Yeah, sure they did.
Okay, so then, you know, okay.
And now there's a million out there, and you know what? There's room for more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's room for everything. I mean, do you think the world needs another wellness brand? You know, no. But there's opportunity if
there
you
is.
Could do something your way,
yes.
different. And it takes time. Like, you know, now launching Evolution 18, it's been 2 years. And, you know, some things are working, some things are not. Some things need to shift and turn.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that at Bobbi Brown Cosmetics all these years.
I will say, I think about, like, the idea of, like, my privilege. Like, I think about why I felt like I could go for this dream. And there's so many people who comment to me and say, like, financially, I just can't take that leap. And I quit my job without knowing when my next paycheck was going to come. Like, truthfully.
And
I
don't recommend that to people because
Exactly.
People. Yeah.
But I will say, and when I really, like, dig deep with it with my therapist, I realize I did have a deep-rooted privilege of knowing my parents would be there for me
mm-hmm.
if I fell flat
right.
on my face. And I feel very grateful for that because at the end of the day, look, like, my parents came from India and they came to this country to provide a life for their kids. I hope to do that for my kids one day. I am the farthest away from somebody who ever will take a dime from them. It's just not in my character at this age and at this point in my life. But I do recognize that about myself. And just like you said, I think the best thing you can do is test something before you take the leap. Like, why quit your job? Just start it. You know, like for me,
it's
started my YouTube channel.
Hustle,
exactly.
Right? It's the side hustle.
Exactly.
You know? And you stop talking about it, stop thinking about it, just do it.
Yeah.
You know, just do it. I have so many people that keep telling me what they're going to do.
Yeah, it's like great.
Yeah.
What do you see happening in the beauty world from like when you started to now that excites you and like what scares you?
Everything. You know,
yeah.
I find that the beauty world now is so interesting because there's so many different ways to reach the consumer. Back then, the way to reach the consumer was advertising.
Yeah.
And advertising and how they depicted women and how to show, like, every bit of makeup that, you know, is in the collection. Like, it's not realistic. Women don't walk around like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's so many other ways to reach people and to show people how to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know I have a lot of, you know, things to learn and a lot of ways to do it. And what scares me the most is someone, you know, I'm of a certain age, so I don't want a YouTube channel where I'm the one doing makeup on myself. I'm 62 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I don't want that. But how then do I teach women,
mm-hmm.
young women, you know, older women than me, how do I teach women to do that?
Yeah.
Because there is a really big hole, I think, out there for women of a certain age.
Well, I love
no
these posts you're doing on Instagram of, like, women with mature skin.
Yeah.
I love those posts. And you're showing real everyday makeup. And that's, like, to me, again, why I felt like we aligned is, like, I am not the girl who knows how to do 14 kinds of contour. And the reason this is a multi-stick and a color corrector is because I don't color correct every day. I actually don't wear makeup every day. And I think that's the, like, beauty.
Are you color corrected today?
I am today,
I mean,
but I also
flawless.
Didn't do my makeup.
Really?
Yeah. Clarissa's here. She's over here. You got to meet her after this.
Okay.
But she's one of the makeup artists we worked with to develop the line. Like, I'm working with professional makeup artists. hardest because I know I'm not that. I had 15 members of the community come to my house and try the products. I know in hindsight, it's like, what the hell were you thinking? They ended up being normal. It was great. It was important to me to have them be a part of the process. Like, and again, that's why it takes a long time to develop these products. We're not, people are wondering like, when is this coming out? When is that coming out? Every single product has an intention behind it. Launching it and calling it free, that was like really thought through. I want people to pick up that product and feel empowered and feel free, carefree, self-expression, and think of those things when they touch the product.
But if you're using it as eyeshadow, if you're using free as eyeshadow, ladies, and you have light skin, you better put dark pencil around your eyes, you're gonna look like you're hungover.
So people have said that to me. I think I like it on light skin the most as like a lip tint.
Yeah. And
it's
a blush.
And a blush.
You know, the thing is, you could use an intense color and kind of sheer it down.
Yes, exactly.
And you could use it on the eye, but you've got to be careful how to do it.
Yes.
Because anything that's a trend, like red eyeshadow was a trend.
Yes.
Wasn't very pretty.
Yes, agreed.
Right? So you've got to know how to fix things and how to adjust things.
But play with it, you know? It shouldn't be that serious. Have fun. It's supposed to be fun. And I feel like sometimes YouTube makes it very intimidating.
Yeah.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
So what's next for you? Like, what haven't you done that you're really excited about?
I don't know what's next. And I'm going to stop pretending like an exit with L'Oreal or Estee Lauder or Unilever is the ultimate dream, because I don't know if that is. And what's happening right now feels like a dream.
And you're so many years away from it because you have how many products right now?
Oh my God, we have one product, five colors.
So you have a long way to go. You know, I love that the new brands are launching with smaller SKUs.
Yes. Hero products.
Yes, never could we have done that. Never back then.
Well, because, that's why I'm not in a retailer yet. I'm having all the conversations.
Yeah.
But I'm not in any rush.
No, there's
just
not a rush. And you know what? You're not ready, and it would probably stress you out.
Oh yeah, it'd swallow us.
Have they been calling?
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking to all of them, which is really exciting and awesome, but I want to do it in a way where we have a moment in the store, not just like one product. The thing is, we're doing just fine without a retailer right now.
Yes, I know your numbers. You're doing more than just fine.
It's just really cool because a lot of people said the audience and the target I was going for wasn't big enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I love proving people wrong and myself right.
So tell me about your parents, because they're so cute.
They're the best. I think about growing up and how I didn't want my friends to come over. I feel scarred. I had a friend come over when I was a kid and want to leave because she couldn't stand the smell of the chicken curry in my house. And that really messed me up. And I think a lot of kids go through that when they have immigrant parents. And so for me, a big part of what I like to do, and actually I enjoy doing more than my makeup tutorials on my YouTube channel, is show them, because they're incredible. And I think it's a big part of my life. And I think it's important for other kids growing up to see their own parents and mine and know that our parents are the best. They've done everything for us. They've given up their whole lives for us. And when I think about all the things now as an adult that my family did for my sister and myself, it gets me so emotional. And so anything I can do now to pay them back and also help other kids realize that things about your culture that you're hiding are actually the coolest things about you, and you're going to realize it one day. So realize it now and embrace it, because it's time you're wasting.
Right.
And so that's a goal of mine now, to showcase my culture proud. And I've had people that are South Asian in this industry tell me, don't be too Indian.
What does that mean?
Exactly.
Be yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to be the example to say just that. Be fully whoever it is you want to be and be proud of that. And that means showing my family, my culture, and all parts of my life, and not just the beauty side of it.
What do you do when you go home and you're just exhausted, which you will be, mm-hmm. either after today or after you get back? What do you do?
I feel like I was trained from my previous jobs is that work-life balance wasn't a thing, and that you have to work, 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 and that means weekends and nights. I refuse to make that a part of my company culture. I think you can come in on working hours and work really, really hard and love your job enough to wake up the next day and work really hard and work really smart. I think that's the biggest thing I'm learning. And team building and building a culture where people are proud to come into the office is what I want to do. And I don't want people to think they can't have a work-life balance. I am getting a massage. I'm getting an IV, a hydrating IV. I'm going to take a bath and I'm going to do a facial. My skin is so dry from traveling. These things I used to think were very selfish. It was spoiled. And, all the things that, as I think women especially, we feel guilty taking care of ourselves. And I have to change that narrative. It's important. There's girls on my team that are, right out of college and stuff. And I don't want them to see that being a leader means you have to just work yourself to the bone, because that's not a way of life. Because what's the point of all of this, all the success, if you're unhappy? And I found myself becoming very unhappy towards parts of building this company, because it's a very lonely journey. So if I don't find ways to find my happy, then why am I doing it?
Well, I look forward to the journey, and I'm really glad I get to be part of it. I'm really
so
proud of you.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to see you again.
Thank you so much
for coming on.
Awesome.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.